Five tropical storm by the name of Claudette bearing down on the panhandle. Right now they're drenched in rain as they have been all Sunday evening into the wee hours on Monday. Expecting some real damage there. It's dry in California. Awesome, horrible wildfires raging through parts of California. And it could be because of some pot growers. It's ironic when you think that one of the things that Schwarzenegger threw out as a possibility is, hey, legalize marijuana, get the bucks for that. That could help the crisis situation. And there are, of course, others that are shouting about the same possibility as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. We've got a great storm. We have a great show in store for you. It will include info on some of the storms, including the one I just mentioned, Claudette. We know we have a lot of people listening to us in Florida, and I talked to a couple of people earlier in the evening about what it was like, and sure enough, as I mentioned, the panhandle getting it the worst. And you know how it is, you listen to the weather guy, you track where the storm's going, and it could always make a twist in a different direction, but this time it's not looking that way. Speaking of a twist in a different direction, healthcare, and more healthcare conversations, more of those town hall meetings, and the president on the road as well, talking to hundreds of people in Grand Junction, Colorado. He had a completely different take on what's happened now at some of these meetings. One of the things that's being discussed, though heavily, is dropping the public option because of all the outcry over how are we going to fund this, what's going to ultimately happen to the businesses, all that sort of stuff. It's churning and burning out there. Lots of misinformation and a lot of things that are completely unclear to the American public, as we have railed about the entire time that several of these bills have been sliced, diced, backwards and forwards, except for by the people who, of course, are going to vote on them because they haven't read the 1,000 pages or they've gotten a summary from whatever aide gave them the summary about it. And I'm not saying everybody on the Hill. They're not all bad guys, but let's say, 80%. And this is break time, so it's sell it to the people, whoever the constituents are, for the congresspeople or for the senators. And it's been interesting to watch this whole thing play out big time. As I said, the president over the weekend spent some time in Colorado, and of course there's all this opposition, as we know, to the overhaul, because we've talked about it a ton here on America Tonight. I've asked you to voice your opinions on what you think should happen, and will there be a compromise? Supposedly there is a chance for this compromise to kill the public option, because you got people from both parties now saying, all right, listen, we're going to come up with some kind of compromise here on these proposals. We're going to figure out a way to do this. We're going to figure out a way to make this happen and not just talk about it. Because the latest I've heard, too, is even if anything is implemented, by the time it's all spread out, you could be talking about maybe a decade for this. And people are scared to death, and who can blame them? All these accusations that it's the evildoers and the people who are punking the speakers and, you know, that they're astroturf, et cetera. But then you listen to some of the conversations afterwards, and it's not. It's a lot of older people, frankly, who are scared about Medicare. They're worried that that's going to go away, and then they've got to pay for X amount of drugs. When you're older, that's when things start to happen to you. Your body starts to fall apart, and even if you've been healthy your entire life, that's when things go wrong. So a lot of the folks that you see at the meetings, I don't care if it's in Pennsylvania or somewhere else in the Northeast, or it's in the Midwest, or it's in the South, a lot of the people, frankly, are older people who, like I said, are scared to death. And then they hear this thing from Sarah Palin on the Facebook that was widely reported about death panels and the decision on what to do with the rest of your life or how to end your life, right? So here's the president's take specifically on that, the comment about we're not going to kill your grandmother. Here's what he said in Colorado.
What you can't do, or you can, but you shouldn't do, is start saying things like, we want to set up death panels to pull the plug on grandma. I mean, come on. I mean, I just... First of all, when you make a comment like that, I just lost my grandmother last year. I know what it's like to watch somebody you love, who's aging, deteriorate and have to struggle with that. So the notion that somehow I ran for public office or members of Congress are in this so that they can go around pulling the plug on grandma? I mean, when you start making arguments like that, that's simply dishonest, especially when I hear the arguments coming from members of Congress in the other party who, turns out, sponsored similar provisions.
All right, so you hear what Obama's saying there, trying to use his own grandmother and make the comparison that, you know, I'm not trying to make this happen, obviously. And this is one of the things that, of course, has people crazy, that death consultation thing, which I'm sure will be stricken from any final legislation. That's gone, definitely. There's no question. And why? That's because people got upset and people started to protest and didn't understand why that was in there in the first place. We're going to let you hear what some other politicians had to say, because, of course, the Sunday shows flooded with lots of opinions about health insurance, because that's really what it is, health insurance, by the way, reform. I keep coming back to the same thing, and it's the thing that nobody really seems to address, and that is, what about the cost? Where is the money coming from? How much more are you going to pay in taxes? What does that ultimately do to your health insurance? So is your health insurance, supposedly, if something goes through, is it going to be slashed in half what you're paying? The premiums are going to go down. They're going to stay the same. They're going to go up. And then your taxes are going to go up as a result of that as well. So that would be, I think, a terrible proposition if that happens. It's one thing to have premiums slide up a little bit. It's another thing to have the premiums and your taxes go at the very same time. Here's what Senator Shelby from Alabama said. He said Obama's team is making a political calculation, which of course they are, and embracing this other alternative, because they're saying no to this public option, right? There's too much of an outcry for that. And embracing the co-op alternative as a step away from the government takeover of the healthcare system. And of course, a lot of the Republicans are arguing, well, what, how much better really is this? It's going to be pretty difficult to pass any legislation, depending on whatever the compromises are, through a Congress without, I think, without some kind of what Obama's promising public plan. So what is that public plan going to be if there's no public option? I guess it's going to be the co-op thing. But is the co-op thing the right way to go? What does that mean? Does it mean tens of millions of people would be moved from the personal private insurance to this government sort of run program? I think there's a long way to go on this healthcare conversation across this nation. You, by the way, can throw in your two cents as we move along here on the start of the week. Keep the number handy, 800-259-5791. We're going to talk to the star of a new reality show, though, for something completely different here in America Tonight that's coming up around the bend.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
What's it like to be part of a reality television show? I've talked to other people who have done reality shows, and some of them really enjoy it, and others feel like, eh, sometimes it's a little bit intrusive. Certainly, though, it's exciting for a lot of people to watch reality shows and get a sense of what other people's lives are like in all kinds of fields, and unimaginable things have happened, and it's just exploded the whole category of reality television shows. And that's what we're talking about now here on America Tonight. She is the star of a show called Addicted to Beauty. It's on Oxygen, and her name's Diane York Goldman. She's recognized already because she brought a lot of things to the table with her. She created a mineral makeup line that I think a lot of people listening to me, a lot of women anyway, would be familiar with, DYG. And she's also the founder and CEO of La Jolla Spa MD. And there's a lot of Hollywood types, let's say, and other people that go there and do the traditional spa thing, which spas are big with men, too, actually, not just women. So without further ado, let's bring her in from our green room, if you will. At least we're thinking it's a green room. It's theater of the mind, so she has to put down her latte. Diane, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. What's it like? That's my first question to you, what I just said. What's it like to be on a reality show? Is it what you imagined?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of fun. You get used to the cameras around you and living with you. You get used to the mic that you wear 24/7. You forget it's even attached. And this is interesting because it's attached to you when you go to the bathroom, when you're on the phone with personal calls. It's everywhere. So it's just interesting how one becomes accustomed and adapts to your environment. And you become very close friends with the camera crew. They become your buddies.
Yeah, no kidding. And so when you're going around, you're doing the everyday thing. Before, when you agreed to do this and all that and it all came about, did you make sure you told all your friends, family, everybody around you, hey, listen, just so you know, we're doing this reality show, so this can be part of my world. Did you kind of give them a heads up?
I did, because everyone around me is affected in some way or another. They're either on the air or they're not, because the camera just follows you every which way you go. And so a lot of people didn't want the cameras around, and I'd say 50-50. And the other half really want to be on camera. So it was interesting to see who wanted it and who didn't and why. And also, it's interesting to see when the cameras are running how people react, if they're natural or if they're not. Sometimes people just freeze up when the camera rolls onto them.
Yeah, so far, what's been the best part of this experience for you?
Let's see. The best part, well, was our premiere party. We had an incredible premiere party after the show and after the first airing. And we wanted to keep it really small, like a little VIP, maybe 50 people at the most. It turned into 350 people, and it was an incredibly supportive event. Everyone had a great time, and the ratings on the show are doing phenomenal. I don't know if it's because of the time slot. It's on Tuesdays at 10 p.m., and right now Tori Spelling's show is on hiatus. So we're in her time slot, and it's doing extremely well. I just got back this week from New York. I live in La Jolla, of course, and I was in New York for the Tyra Banks show concerning our show, Addicted to Beauty. But it was interesting. Her show took a slant toward plastic surgery. So it was all about plastic surgery and not so much about what it's like doing a reality show.
Yeah, you know, in talking about plastic surgery and talking about, you know, you say this and trying to look younger and all that kind of stuff, some of the things that you're saying, especially with the spa and whatnot, is you don't necessarily have to do it with the nips or the tucks or the injections, right?
That's right. That's right. In fact, just maintenance, for example, your weekly or bi-monthly facial or massage is a very rejuvenating aspect to life. The way you eat, your diet, your exercise, but also what we have that I pride myself in are laser treatments, and they actually reverse the signs of aging. They take off all the sun damage, all the fine lines and wrinkles. So that's one of my secrets is laser resurfacing. And in this day and age, it's been updated so that the lasers are new every single year, just like a new computer. How we get our computers updated, the lasers are that way as well.
Yeah.
And there's really not a lot of time for any of us to be down with downtime, and the lasers are such that you're not down.
Yeah. Did you know when you were a kid, you know, people always ask, it's like me, people always say to me, Diane, did you know you were going to do the radio thing? Did you know that you were going to do television? Did you know this was going to be your career? And I say, yeah, I knew from the time I was a kid this is what I wanted to do. And you have so much passion. I'm assuming you kind of knew that you might have gone in this direction. Did you know when you were a kid?
Well, when I was a kid, I always loved dressing up. Even when I was a small child with high heels and getting my photo taken. And I don't know, that might be a little abnormal for a child of 4 or 5 years old. And I just felt natural in front of the camera. And it just escalated from as a child to high school as a model to college as I did commercials in college. And I graduated with a business degree and started doing more commercials, more modeling all over the world. It just, that's my love. That is my passion. So I'm an advocate in whatever your passion is. If you follow that, you're going to be successful because you're happy at it. You work the hardest at it, and that's the key.
Yeah, I agree with you there, absolutely. And do you think that women, that this is a good time for women to open businesses, to do what you did? I mean, you're a businesswoman, and to just go for it. I think that sometimes women are a little bit intimidated to kind of step out of the shadows, even though they have these great ideas. They just don't think they can implement them. I think they can. What do you think?
I agree. I think now's the time to go for it. I mean, why sit back and wait? We have all sorts of available loans to us that men don't. I mean, there's all sorts of grants for women that I don't even think women realize are out there from our government waiting to be given out. I say go for it, and you'll be surprised what you can accomplish.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What's the funniest thing that's happened so far to you on camera with the reality show?
The funniest, there's so many. I mean, it's so hard to say. I mean, these cameras were basically running 24/7 for 4 months. And let me think about some of the funny things that happened. I mean, I think my cast was there. Have you had a chance to see the show?
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
What do you think about this cast?
I think it's hilarious. It feels to me like it's like you said. You told people some of them want to be on camera, and the other ones didn't know whatever that's not what they wanted to do. So you can tell it sort of just plays itself out. And there's some very very I've seen some very funny moments because of course you've already shot this, but you're just in the beginning stages.
Right.
What it's like week three or something, right? Or
right. We're about to go into week three. Tuesday will be week three. One of the funniest things, and they're telling me it's going to be on Talk Soup and all the shows because of this particular scene, was me getting a caviar facial. So I don't know why it was so funny, because I was enjoying my facial, but apparently it is hilarious because it's a red caviar facial, and you just got to tune in. You got to see this thing.
All right, so that is a good preview for what's coming up.
The whole thing was a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. We worked really long hours, 12, 15, 18-hour days, sometimes 6, 7 days a week those cameras were running.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Diane York Goldman, of course, she is the star, as we just said, of Addicted to Beauty. Check it out on Oxygen. Week 3 coming up on Tuesday. We'll have to check out that caviar. Thanks, Diane. Good luck to you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're
Take
welcome.
Take care.
You too. And that's reality TV. You never know what's next when it comes to reality television. And I find that people are either addicted to reality TV or they absolutely can't stand reality television. I mean, you know the whole John and Kate plus 8, you know how I feel about that. And I've only seen really commercial spots for it. But she mentioned that Tori Spelling's show is on hiatus, but that show apparently did really, really well in the ratings. So I would imagine in following that show, you have kind of a leg up, especially on the Oxygen channel, as that's a channel for women. How many people out there do you think could afford a caviar facial? You never know what you're going to get when you tune into America Tonight. Hang with us. More on the flip side.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
When we do news, you can abuse in our next segment, along with birthdays and another turn of the page in the calendar. I'm going to tell you about the biggest cupcake in the world. Yeah, I mean, this is a big cupcake. It must take them a long time to make this sucker. What I don't understand is the icing that they chose. They chose vanilla icing and pink frosting. I think I would have gone the traditional chocolate route, although I don't know, maybe it didn't, well, I don't know, maybe people like the vanilla better than they like the chocolate. Anyway, we'll get to that. Kate, with you here on America Tonight. We were just talking to the reality show star, and I said in our first hour we were going to do a poll on this show, and you could flip us an email at americatonight.net. So, do we have some applause, please? Do you believe it? 30 people, and that time period and the time period of our show actually hit us up and expressed what they thought of reality television. I said you could hate it, you could love it, or you could think it was absolutely ridiculous, kind of unnecessary, and why do we have it? And overwhelmingly, 26 of you said you hate it. The rest said they liked it. 26. Yeah. Thanks for the emails. It was great to get that reaction anyway, like I said. But I can see why. There's just so much of it, I think. And if you're going to go that route, it's like any other show. You'd have to cherry pick it. There is something about rubbernecking, and there is something about things that appeal to people. But I think Matt said it best when we were talking about it. So much of it, you have to remember, is scripted. It's played up. And, of course, it is, because the idea is people are going to watch, they're going to sell products like any other network show or any other show. And if it somehow catches on, then it'll stay on and the person who's in the reality show will make money. For example, you see all these housewives of Real Housewives of Atlanta, of New Jersey, of New York, of Orange County. And I read something somewhere recently where the Real Housewives of New York make fit, and they get pretty decent ratings, I guess. They make $50,000 an episode. Wow, that's a good chunk of change for women who already have money anyway. So can you imagine? $50,000. There are people in America that don't even make $50,000. There are people in America who barely make $50,000. That's incredible to do an episode. I don't know, Matt. Maybe I should change my my thoughts on reality TV. Maybe we need to do a radio reality show.
That would be a big pay increase for me, then.
For everybody concerned. I mean, that's crazy.
America Tonight, the show.
That's right, the show.
Webcams everywhere while we're doing our thing.
Exactly.
I'll do that for like $10,000 an episode. I don't even care.
Sure. Sure, they don't have to pay us that much, just a little bit more. And so, but that shows you, because they're selling product, they're getting 10 million or so viewers. That's a high number for the network that they're on. And it translates, and so what's $50,000? But there's a bunch of to them. But there's like six housewives. That adds up, so that means they have to be doing pretty well. Crazy. Who knew? That's, again, the public's taste, interested in people not getting along, interested in how the other half lives, for whatever reason, you know, that's the bottom line. All right, a couple of quick things, and this follows up with kind of not useless news, but news that kind of goes under the wire, some things that across the nation that I thought were interesting, and things that most of you might actually be able to relate to. It's like this deal in Boston that I read about that they're doing. They've got Boston is going to share 2,500 bicycles, right? And this is what the deal is. The city is talking to a Montreal company to create an urban bike sharing system. So here's how it works. They're hoping they'll be able to do that. And if they can do it, then they'll be able to implement it by next summer. So what'll happen, they'll install a network of the bikes, and they'll have 290 stations across the city by the summer. So you multiply that 2,500 bikes, 290 stations. And under the system that they would have, I think this is a pretty cool idea. A rider would be able to rent a bike from one location with a swipe of a credit card, like you do when you get off an airplane and you can get one of those carts. You just swipe the credit card, and then you can go to wherever it is you're going, and you drop off the bike at another station. So I think it's a great idea, kind of. You know, if for some reason you're stuck further away from where you thought you were going to be, and you're just taking a bike to one location or something. But I wonder, and I guess they do it well in Montreal, that they've got like 3,000 bikes and 300 stations. And in Paris, France, they do the same thing. They've got these bike stations too. And if you are in the Montreal system, you pay $78 a year or so, or $5 a day, and you have unlimited trips. So that would be, you know, 30 minutes of each trip are free, and then the usage fees, I guess, kick in, right? I think it's a great idea, but what about stealing the bikes? I wonder how they do it. Because you'd have these bike racks, and you'd have this, I guess you'd have to have some kind of stolen bike alert, obviously. But, I honestly think it's a cool idea. What do you think, Matt? Do you think that would fly in Minneapolis, where our fabulous network is located?
Well, we're good, honest people up here, so of course.
But isn't it a cool idea? Imagine, like, you go and you meet your friends or something, and you're stranded a little bit further away than you were originally. You're parked somewhere else or something. You could just jump on a bike and ride the bike to wherever it is you're going.
No, I think it's a great idea because, I mean, there's plenty of times where you're out, like, even working out, you know, you take your bike out, or if you're going running, and then you get out to a certain point, and you look at how far you have to go back,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh, this isn't going to happen. So then that way you can just go off and, you know, get a drink at the bar and mm-hmm. wait for the bus or the cab or something like that. That way you don't have to pedal all over everywhere. Or
right,
if you're meeting people, like you said, you can bike out there with them and meet them, and then if, you know, you don't feel like biking back, it's, you know, no shame on you.
Right. I think it's a fabulous idea. And Boston, if, for people who haven't been there, is one of those kind of cities. It's a walking city. You could do it. You could do it in Boston. You could do it in Philadelphia. You could do it in Minneapolis. You could do it in Seattle. There's a lot of cities where it would work. In fact, probably where many of you are living and listening to America tonight, you could do it in a lot of parts of Connecticut. You could do it in Ottumwa, Iowa. And also it would promote health, I would assume, because, you know, hey, you're getting a little bit of exercise on that bike, even if you're going to have a beer with your friends, whatever. I like it. And they would treat it, you know, like you couldn't, to because you've got now bikers, and if you had more bikers, you'd have to worry about, they'd have to stop at red lights and stuff, or they'd get fined. I think Boston will be a good test city for this. If it works in Boston, maybe some other cities will adopt doing that. And I think in Boston it would fly. It'd be pretty popular. Here's another thing, and this is completely different. I don't know how many of you, when you go to the grocery store, you know, you use the plastic bags. And the plastic bags, it takes them a long time to disintegrate. We all know that, right? So you'll go into any shopping place, I don't care where you live, and they'll try to sell you a bag or cloth bag. But the problem is most of us are so used to the plastic bags, let's be honest, we forget the cloth bags. I mean, I'm totally guilty of that. Now, in Seattle, they're very famous for being a green city. So now they've got this thing called a grocery bag fee, and they started it last year, and they think some other cities are going to do it. I mean, cities all over the place, all over the country. The plastic industry, of course, doesn't want that. They're lobbying heavily against it. In fact, they even bankrolled a referendum in Seattle to overturn this 20-cent charge deal. But what it is if it's a bag fee. So if you decide that you're going to do the plastic route, then you're going to have to pay the fee for the plastic bags. And so that would force you, I mean, who's going to want to pay that? It's going to force you to use cloth bags or canvas bags or whatever. And it would force you away from the whole plastic thing. But with these lawsuits, they're having some success with it. They even have a SaveThePlasticBag.com, and they're suing all kinds of places that, you know, like they're suing Los Angeles County, Manhattan Beach, and all that sort of stuff. Because you got to figure this, in the plastics industry, they would lose a ton of money. So, for example, Washington, D.C., they had a 5-cent fee on a paper or plastic bag. The Outer Banks in North Carolina banned plastic bags this year. New York City proposed a 5-cent bag fee, but then they dropped it. Philadelphia rejected the plastic bag ban. In Seattle, they have it. Then the Seattle fee is unusual because it also, according to what I read, it was on one of the websites, MSNBC or one of them, it also covers paper bags. Because they're saying this is bad for the environment. They're not just targeting the plastic bags, and it pushes people to, again, use something else, use that canvas bag. But here's the thing: we're all creatures of habit. I mean, I'm so used to. I'll say it. Tonight I went to the market, and we got plastic bags because I even have bags in my car, but I forgot them. I pulled them out for something else and I didn't have them. So we got plastic bags. There's just, you know, as I said, we're just used to it. And I guess if you have a fee, that's the idea, it'll chase you away from it. But plastic in that lobbying group is pretty heavy. So they're pushing hard. And if you look at it, I saw a figure somewhere. There's about 88 billion plastic bags sold in the United States just statistically 5 years ago. So think about it. Wow. I mean, brown bags have to be more expensive than plastic, so I guess if we went from the brown bags to the plastic, eventually we'll all end up with canvas bags, but it'd be pretty nasty if you had to pay a deposit fee. I wouldn't like that. I think that would encourage more people to use the canvas. Whatever. They do it in Ireland. It's a 15 euro cent bag tax. News you can abuse next on ATN.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Well, as usual on our birthday list here on America Tonight, we have your assorted musicians, actors, athletes. I'm gonna say, if you're listening to me when we get to the birthdays, you're gonna know probably about seven of the people on our list today. Maybe some of you are gonna know more. It depends on your knowledge of, I'm going to say, your knowledge of sports. But there are some very famous actors on the list, famous, 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 that I guarantee that you'll know the actors for sure. I'd be shocked if you don't know almost every single actor that leaves my lips when we get to it. Plus, we've got this day in history. Do you know that it was just 1 year ago at the Summer Olympics that Michael Phelps and his three teammates won the 400-meter medley relay for the 8th gold medal? That was exciting to watch that. He was amped up beyond belief. The whole Michael Phelps thing now, he's had this thing with smoking the pot and was caught with a bong picture and this thing with a car in Maryland. But watching him at the Summer Olympics in the pool, that huge ratings for NBC, that was the thing that most people tuned into, I think, besides the gymnastics and even the volleyball. A lot of people watched the volleyball, but Phelps was it. He was the star of that show, and that was a fun, fun one to watch, the 400-meter. And I was doing a show for Fox, and, boy, even people who could care less about the Olympics, they were just blowing out the phone lines to talk about what he had done. There are other things that happened in history, and we'll get to those as well. But first, news you can abuse. It means the strange stuff that's going on. Like this. Who gets involved in this? Everybody wants to, I guess, get their 15 minutes of fame. There's something about being a world record holder, whether you're someone uber famous like Michael Phelps, or whether you're famous for something silly and you're in the Guinness World Record book. So check this out. In Manchester, New Hampshire, a 1,224-pound triple vanilla cupcake with pink frosting sets the world record. Yeah. They unveiled it this weekend at the Woodward Dream Cruise Classic Cars event. On the tip of my tongue. And it's easily a Guinness World Record. How about that? It took 12 hours to bake. How many eggs do you think you put into a cupcake that big? Well, if you were thinking 800, pat yourself on the back. 800 eggs, 200 pounds of sugar and flour. Now, here's the good thing, and it makes sense, because I said I would rather have a chocolate cupcake. The cupcake was vanilla with pink on it, right? So this was the good part, good twist in this. The slices of the cupcakes were served in exchange for donations to the Susan Komen for the Cure for Breast Cancer organization. So good for them that they did that and raised money for it. However, the whole cupcake thing, wow, very, very weird, hey? A 1,224-pound cupcake, yeah. All right, also, this one is a pretty strange story, and it would count for our list of upside-down kinds of news of things. In Vienna, Austrian authorities weren't going to give the pranks their stamp of approval, although the word got out, so they were pretty frustrated. Rescuers were deployed twice to break open large mailboxes. Two kids locked themselves inside in separate incidents. So they had to send out the firefighters. One was an 8-year-old boy, climbed inside the mailbox, couldn't get out. And the postal people weren't able to find the key, so the rescuers had to jump in. They had to use torches and bolt cutters to open the box and free the kid. He was uninjured. That's a good thing. And then almost the same thing happened a couple of days later. You had a 4-year-old boy who locked himself inside a mailbox. What's the deal with these kids in Austria? They can't find anything to do other than pull the pranks with the mailbox. Who would think of the mailbox thing? I don't know. Matt, when you were a kid, did you have a hiding place like that? I mean, they were probably playing a game of hide and seek.
Not one that's that extravagant. That's I don't even know how you get in the mailbox.
I don't either.
You got to be quite tiny, and kind of strong too. Because I don't. Well, I guess I don't know how their mailboxes are over there, but because you'd have to like pull yourself up and then get in somehow? I don't even
right.
know how that would work.
Yeah, I don't know how it would work either. I'm assuming it's a little bit bigger, but still, they have to go get the keys, so maybe it's at one of the public places, but it couldn't have been a giant mailbox because you had a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it would still have to be small. There's no giant mailbox that I could... Well, like the blue mailboxes we have. I guess you could fit in that, but how would you get in the hole?
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, you don't have to have another friend
Oof.
There. Helping you through it or something.
No kidding.
How boring would that be to be stuck in that, too, for an unknown amount of time? You know?
It would be. I mean, it wouldn't be a funny prank to me.
Claustrophobic, too.
That's what I was just going to say. I'd be claustrophobic. Even as a kid, I'd be like, whoa, are you kidding me? This tiny little place like this? For hide-and-seek purposes or any other reason, there's no way I would do that.
Let's hope you had a cell phone with them.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we finished News You Can Abuse with this one. This is strange. There are a lot of people listening to us and Missouri and Hannibal, you had two women from Western Illinois, and they were sightseeing. They mistakenly drove through a wooden guardrail. They went over a 30-foot cliff. It happened near Hannibal, but the car was stopped by a tree. Neither got seriously injured. You had a 78-year-old and a 67-year-old woman. They feel like they're lucky to be alive because that tree was there. She said she accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake. Ooh. That'd be my nightmare, going over the cliff, and then your heart must just stop, and then there just happens to be the tree catching you. Whew. Let's turn the page on the calendar. It is August 17th. There are 136 days left in the year. In 1969, Hurricane Camille slammed into the Mississippi coast. Category 5 storm, terrible. 200-mile-an-hour winds, flash floods, 256 people died. 3 were in Cuba. It's awful. You know, we talk about these hurricanes and having this hurricane apathy. This is why you have to be careful about that, because if you had apathy there, you would have ended up dead. Now we have all these warnings and evacuations and all that other sort of stuff. Probably way more than they did in 69. So if they tell you to skedaddle, it's probably best to do it even if you don't want to. 1807, Robert Fulton's North River steamboat began heading up the Hudson River on its successful round trip between New York and Albany. It's fun to ride on steamboats. I've done that twice. I mean, now it's just touristy things, but can you imagine if that was your only mode of transportation? Back in the day, it was. In 1942, during World War II, the U.S. 8th Air Force bombers attacked Rouen, France, very successfully, if you remember anything about that battle. Also, in 1988, the Pakistani president at the time, and the U.S. ambassador Arnold Raphael were killed in a mysterious plane crash. Still, they don't know anything more. Decades later, about that crash. 10 years ago, more than 17,000 people were killed. This was sad when a earthquake of 7.4 magnitude struck Turkey. All right, Maestro, let's cue up those birthday tunes.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, let's see if you know any of these names. Tennis player Jim Courier, 39. He's commentator now. He won the French Open. I know who he is because I like tennis. If you like the NBA, or if you remember back in his Duke days, former NBA player Christian Laettner is 40 years old. Probably know this name. Catcher for the Yankees, Jorge Posada, is a big 38 years old. Also celebrating a birthday from the Go-Go's, singer Belinda Carlisle, 51 years old. Celebrating a birthday just like Belinda Carlisle, only a year older. Olympic gold medal figure skater Robin Cousins, 52 years old. I know all of you listening to me know this name. If you've ever seen some of those successful movies that he's been in, actor Robert De Niro, 66 years old. I still think I like Goodfellas the best for Robert De Niro, but he's been in so many good flicks. Also celebrating a birthday from the Box Tops, the rock musician Gary Talley is 62 years old. Author Jonathan Frazen is 50 years old. Actor Robert Joy is 58. Tennis Hall of Famer Guillermo Vilas is 57 years old. Singer Donnie Wahlberg is 40. He's in a series that I like that I used to watch. Also celebrating a birthday, just like Donnie, singer Maria McKee is 45 years old. Actor Sean Penn, I know you know Sean Penn. Harvey Milk, 49 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, hats off to you. Happy birthday. Blow out those candles.
Computer, execute complete shutdown of the holodeck.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're gonna do what?
Power down and disengage.
Time to go home now.
Going home, dude.
I'll be back.
It's been fun working with you.
I quit.
7 years of college down the drain.
Game over, man.
And now for something completely different.